This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
Today's Community Voices features speakers from the recent TEDx U of I Springfield event. TEDx is a grassroots initiative created in the spirit of TED's overall mission to research and discover ideas worth spreading. The TED Radio Hour airs on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS during story time, Friday nights at 8, and after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Saturday mornings at 11. Our final speaker this morning is Menel Cervez, asking, when should you choose to ignore your gut?
Hi everyone, my name is Menel Cervez. I am a junior and international student from Belgium. At UIS, I serve as the president of the Research Society, the senator for the College of Business and Management, and I'm also the captain of the UIS men's tennis team. Today, I invite you to think about one of the elements we have full control over, and that is the decision we make throughout the day. More specifically, I challenge you to visualize that feeling you have right before making a small or big decision. By appreciating this feeling, I want us to bridge the gap between that nameless feeling in your gut and the opportunities that lay ahead of you. Please enjoy my talk, When Should You Choose to Ignore Your Gut? The reason why I'm here today is not because I'm the most incredible speaker you've ever seen. It's not because I have any better ideas than anyone in this room. The reason why I'm here today is because of a dinner I had with my parents 4 years ago. And for that, let me take you back to October of 2017. I was 17 years old, a senior in high school, and just like most of us at that age, I was asked what I wanted to do after my graduation by probably every relative I could possibly think of. Pretty nerve-wracking already, right? Then, this idea of going to the United States to study and play collegiate tennis came up in my mind. I got super excited until I realized that I would probably have to leave my home country, Belgium, and say goodbye to my parents for almost 4 years. This thought by itself is pretty scary. Now, imagine suggesting it to your parents. I had this idea for a couple of days, maybe even weeks, and one night I came home from school and I thought to myself, this is the night I'm gonna tell them. So I went downstairs for dinner, sat down, and got extremely nervous. Even though my parents are the most supportive ones out there, it had never been that hard to speak up. I could feel my heart beating out of my chest, and I could feel my throat narrow. I knew that all I had to do was say that first word. After 10 long minutes of conquering that awkward feeling in my stomach, I finally decided to speak up. And I know for a fact that without speaking up and overcoming that feeling, I wouldn't be standing here today. Too often, we don't say that first word. And instead, we let that feeling right before we make a decision hold us back. So let's dive into that feeling a little bit more. The feeling I'm talking about is that nervous but also exciting feeling that you get right before committing to something you feel drawn to, but you're also pretty scared of. So let me ask you these two questions. Who has ever not applied for a job because they thought they weren't qualified for it? And who has ever postponed or canceled the first date? Well, if you raise your hand after the second question, you might have just gone out with your friends instead. However, in both situations, there's a big chance that the same feeling I had at the dinner table 4 years ago came between you and the opportunity. I've tried to describe that feeling so many times before, and somehow never was able to put a name to it. That's why I started calling it that nameless feeling. And as I'm talking about this, you might notice that this feeling is double-sided. On the one side, we have our gut, our true self, that draws us in a certain direction. But on the other side, we have our rational self that tells us to run away as far as humanly possible. And to be honest, the last time I had that nameless feeling was right there, right before I was walking up on the stage. Now, for the remainder of this talk, I challenge you to visualize a feeling for something you have going on in your life right now, or maybe in the near future. When you go home today and you try to explain this feeling to a friend or a family member, they might just reply by saying, well, isn't that just a leap of faith? The reason why I don't want to call it a leap of faith is because a leap is often only a small step. And a leap of faith is definitely no blind faith. So you might wonder, well, what happens if it doesn't turn out well? And what is that small step? 2 years ago, I was talking with a roommate of mine about the fact that I was still struggling with the divorce of my parents. And on top of that, I was dealing with some injuries. Him, being a good roommate and friend of mine, suggested that I'd go see a sports psychologist. And you think that seeing a sports psychologist and setting up an appointment would be easy, right? Well, so did I. Until I sat down before my computer, typed out the email, and all I had to do was click send. Again, that nameless feeling came up, and I went back and forth to my computer at least 4 or 5 times. It never became easier. 2 days later, I decided to take that small step, and I can say that this has been one of the most influential and powerful steps I've ever taken. When you look at it this way, you realize that it's often not a leap of faith, but just a small step. Now, recognizing that feeling is crucial, but knowing when and how to take that small step might be more intimidating. I think most of us would agree if I said that decisions, small or big, are important. Wayne Dyer once said, "Our lives are the sum of the total decisions we've made." So knowing how quickly one decision flows into the next one and add up, it's crucial to make sure that they add up to something good for us. From a very young age, people ask us what we want to become and do with our lives. And a couple of years later, they also start adding the question of why. Why do we do what we do? And to answer both of these questions, I challenge you to seek that nameless feeling and use it as a guide. That feeling is there for a reason. You simply cannot fake it. And here's why. In a study conducted by Bark and Charbon, they found that most of our everyday thinking, feeling, and decision-making happen unconsciously. They argue that the evaluations we've made in the past guide our actions in the present unconsciously. Now, this is something really good, because when we know that these automatic processes, also known as our gut, they'll probably take care of things for us. Let's go back to using that feeling, nameless feeling, as a guide, because this might be easier said than done. Especially when we want to make that small step, we often fear what might happen next. We fear what might happen next because the biology of fear is there to protect us from uncertainty, because this might lead us to risking our lives. However, when we know that taking that small step won't put us in danger, let's start using it as a guide and develop ourselves in ways we didn't even know were possible. You might wonder, well, what happens if you overcome that nameless feeling, you take that small step, and it doesn't go your way? 2 weeks ago, I was asked the same question by a mentor of mine. I was sitting in his office, and he said, "Menno, when was the last time you overcame that nameless feeling, took that small step, and it didn't go your way?" And I sat there for a couple of minutes, and I couldn't think of a single time it didn't turn out well. And when I thought about it more, I realized, of course, there have been times when things didn't go my way, but somehow I didn't experience it as something negative. The reason for this is because you can never regret doing something and committing to something, you do with the intention to develop yourself. Theodore Roosevelt says it well in his life philosophy titled The Man in the Arena. Here he says, "And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly." Thinking back of the times, I felt that nameless feeling. I knew that my parents would be supportive. I knew that my sports psychologist would book an appointment with me. But still, that nameless feeling came between me and the opportunity. Throughout my young life, I realized that this nameless feeling is one of the most natural and powerful ways to stay true to ourselves. That's why I would like to leave you with this challenge for today, tomorrow, and the days after that. I challenge you to reach out to the person you've always wanted to talk to. I challenge you to apply for those programs you thought you weren't qualified for. And more importantly, I challenge you to seek that nameless feeling, use it as a guide, and develop yourselves in ways you didn't even know were possible. Thank you.
Menno Servais and his TEDx talk, When Should You Choose to Ignore Your Gut? TEDx is a grassroots initiative created in the spirit of TED's overall mission to research and discover ideas worth spreading. TEDx brings the spirit of TED to local communities around the globe through TEDx events. These events are organized by passionate individuals who seek to uncover new ideas and to share the latest research in their local areas that spark conversations in their communities. TEDx events are organized independently under a free license granted by TED. These events are not controlled by TED, but event organizers agree to abide by the TED format and are offered guidelines for curation, speaker coaching, event organizing, and more. They learn from TED and from each other. More than 3,000 events are now held annually. The TED Radio Hour airs on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS during story time, Friday nights at 8, and after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Saturday mornings at 11. Thanks to Anton Evers Jr. and the other organizers of this TEDx U of I Springfield event for making the audio available to us. For V Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles.